This is Anderson Penn's podcast episode 150 for Tuesday, April 28th, 2015. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
This is the Anderson Penn's Radio Network.
Is it really number 150?
It is really number 150.
That's not what I'm reading on the screen.
I know. I improvised pretty good there, didn't I?
I'm confused already. All right. So, momentous things happened 5 years ago this week.
What would that be?
We went to the Chicago Penn Show.
I know. That was awesome.
I know. And it was the first and last time I wore high heels to the show. That's tough, man. It's the anniversary show. Hello.
Ooh, I guess so.
Pretty cool, huh?
So, yeah.
We're still talking to each other after 5 years. That's pretty impressive.
After 5 years, yeah.
Yeah. I should move this down.
We got a new for those of you watching here.
I scared Brian over the weekend.
No.
Spring is here in Wisconsin, and I was feeling the spring cleaning itch. And so I completely gutted my office and moved all the furniture around. I cleaned, holy cow, in just one winter, not even, it was since March, between the cat and just having the house all cooped up. My office was really dusty, so it was nice to move everything, clean everything, dust everything. The only thing I didn't do was open the windows, but I'm thinking that when we come back from the show, I'm going to...
We're close.
Yeah,
we're
close. Put the storms up and put the screens on. So I'm excited. So I came down and asked Brian if we had any spackle.
Not sparkle as I...
No, spackle. I moved some stuff on the wall behind me. I haven't put all the pictures back up, but I wanted to move some stuff around. So that's how I spent my weekend. So...
Yeah, and I stayed downstairs in the sunroom, and
it was safer. It was safer. Moving some stuff around, but lots of things to take to Goodwill. It's amazing when you've been in a house for 6 years, you accumulate a lot. So anyway, but it was good. And then at the store, I think it was Friday and Saturday, I cleaned all my pens. So I love that. Start fresh.
You did. You
watch out, or I'm going to clean you.
Yeah, no, thanks. So we had some visitors this week at the store, which is really
Oh, my God. It was so much fun.
And it's only Tuesday.
I know. We had – now, we have some good friends who we don't see all that often. Michelle was pregnant, and she had their baby 4 months ago, so she didn't go to a lot of shows in the last year or so. And they were coming up for the Chicago Penn Show. They went to see their friend Mike Conway, who lives in Janesville, and they came up to see us yesterday. So Michelle and Ariel Kulik, and their, oh my God, so adorable baby. I totally wanted to kidnap him and eat him up and just keep him. He's so cute.
He was cute. Big, big, blue-gray eyes.
Yeah. And he's quite the flirt.
Mm-hmm. I kept going up to him and be like, can you say Parker?
Well, and that's Ari's thing, is he's into Parkers. But yeah, we were all like, can you say Grandpa Mike? Can you say Waterman? Can you say Parker? Can you say, we were trying to teach him everything.
Yep. You know, whatever.
Yeah.
But you know, of course, Ariel is the world renowned, famous.
Next time they come up, I want to do like an artist kind of thing, and then like a trunk show or something, and have them come up and let people see some of the amazing work that he does, because it's so cool. And they're both so casual about it.
Yeah, he's probably he's famous for two things. One being the jewelry work that he does. Mm-hmm. Overlays in silver work, metal work, and two, he's quite famous for what they call the Fantasy 51, He makes different color 51 barrels, blind caps, and hoods. And you supply the parts, and you've got yourself a 51 that, you know, essentially never existed. And so for the occasion, I dug into my pen chest, and I pulled out my Ariel Kulik clear vacuumatic 51 demonstrator. And there it is. And I filled it up with Anderson Penn's Green Bay because I love that color. And that was my pen for the day. So in honor of Ariel.
Yeah.
And we had a great time. We sat there and we talked to the shop for about an hour and a half, give or take.
Took a quick little tour of the inside of the plaza, walked a couple blocks on each side of the street in front of the store just to give Ariel, Michelle, and Mike a feel for the town. And then we went to dinner on the river. Of course, since they don't know the city, we led and they followed in their car, and we didn't realize that there are two ways to get to this restaurant, and we took the more scenic route, which became a little more scenic, because one of the roads was closed due to construction. So we're just kind of leading them on a merry chase all over town, and we finally get there, and it took a couple extra minutes, but yeah. It was fine.
No, but we sat outside. It was nice. So, weather was in the high 50s, I guess, by that time. And it was nice. Had dinner and talked.
Yeah, and it was great. It got a little chilly near the end, and Michelle took Lior inside. He was getting a little chilly. But it was nice most of the way through dinner. It was nice to be outside and out. You know, out next to the water and in the sun, it was like spring's almost here.
You know, it's funny. We almost didn't really talk a whole lot about pens, which was kind of interesting, but we did talk about some, you know, of course, Michelle and Ariel from Argentina. They have a house in Miami, you know,
we should go in December.
We should. Yes. We talked about Brazilian Astrobrooks and all sorts of other interesting things made in Brazil. Parker's, Schaefer's, some German pens. I forget the name of at this point.
But, they do a lot of traveling. And
Yeah. They're just...
It'd be scary to have Ariel as a picker for us.
What was it? They're talking about a pen show that's coming up in like 2 weeks or something. Is it in Brazil? And there's like 10 tables?
Yeah, and Ari's got three of them.
Yeah. Ari's got three of them. So
no, it's
anyway. That was nice, and of course, Mike Conway is just a, you know,
man. He knows everyone and everything, and he's certainly not as old as a number of the men in the community, but he knows his stuff, and he's been around for a long time. It's pretty cool. Yeah,
good
so
guy.
It was nice to get to know all of them better at shows. You know, we see each other and most of you know I'm a big hugger and screamer, and you know, I see Michelle and run over and hug, and you know, we chit chat for a couple minutes, but it's not much. So it was nice to sit and have dinner and get caught up, and we've met Ariel's sister Jessie, who used to come to shows, and it's nice to get caught up on you know, Ariel's other son and, you know, Jesse and how the workshop in Miami is coming along. And, yeah, I lived down there and, in Miami for a little while. So it was kind of fun to hear about how warm it is down there.
Yeah. It was 60 degrees. I didn't even wear a coat today.
I know. It was gorgeous. So,
that was a fun visit.
That was a lot of fun. Yep.
So that was yesterday. Today we had a brief visit.
It was longer than I thought.
Yeah, it was. I don't know. I don't even remember how long it was, but we had a visit from our Karen Dosh rep,
Who's new to us. They've switched companies and representation, and I am much happier. I'll just go with that.
She had case after case.
Samples. It was awesome.
All sorts of cool stuff, and yeah. She represents actually a couple of different companies, and some neat stuff that's coming down the pipe with that. But
and she's good. We bought a lot. Some of it's cool. Some of it's very cool.
Some of it's cool. Some
we're excited.
So that was fun. But of course, the big news this week is Friday.
What's Friday?
Well, it's our anniversary.
Oh, that's the day I give you a pen.
Well, you know, yours hasn't come yet.
So I know. I opened the box today from Kenro, and there's no Aurora.
Yeah, I'm gonna be calling
Houston,
Brian tomorrow.
Houston, we have a problem. I don't know. I'm good. It'll arrive. Maybe they're gonna bring it to you directly. They'll be there in Chicago.
Well, I am calling Brian tomorrow.
I have a cell number if you need it.
Yeah, why don't you pass that on?
I'll give you Brian, and Denine's cell phone numbers. So you do what you need to do.
So what we think the anniversary presents are going to be, and it's not really set in stone yet.
What?
Well, I don't know. I mean, things could happen at any change at any moment.
I was going to have Dave wrap your pen tomorrow. He does such a much better job than me. Please, everybody out in the audience land, I will absolutely wrap presents, but I'm not very good.
Well, for Lisa, the present of the year came at kind of an opportune and last minute moment. Aurora announced about two, three weeks ago.
Yeah, not long ago.
A new Optima.
That's pretty.
Limited edition called the Optima 365. And this is, what's the best way to describe it? It's kind of a brown, it's actually more of a fall colored.
It's sort of like an amber. It's yes. Pretty.
Amber, yeah, it's brown. Pretty. It's gorgeous. Gorgeous kind of a darker fall type color.
Yeah.
And of course the Optima. And it comes with a bottle of ink, nice presentation box. And when I saw it, yeah, I sent the email back. I said, yeah, send me one.
Yeah, we need one.
Hopefully that gets here. If
well,
not,
I replied to the email and did mention to Brian that, you know, the anniversary was coming up, so ship it fast. And you
sent him an email too?
Well, yeah. I said, I think we want a couple of those, and I think one of them has my name on it. And he emailed me back and said, no, Brian said none for you, all for stock. And I said, right. Yeah, well, I don't think so.
I did order one from the store, though.
Okay, that's allowed. I thought earlier today you were set on the Mont Blanc 149 90th. Because you said it when you turn it upside down, it says 06, which means absolutely nothing.
So. When I turn it upside down, it says 06, which is we're starting our sixth year of marriage.
Okay.
Right? That makes sense?
Yeah. Okay.
6 years.
Whatever.
Yeah, that's the leading contender right now. Of course, yeah, I think so. I think that's it.
But we do have a King of Pen arriving sometime this week.
But it's
from
not
Sailor.
Tomorrow. It's coming tomorrow. Actually, the yes. King of Pen is coming tomorrow. That's not the way.
No. Okay.
But we also have a back order of Sailor coming in.
Yes.
What was announced today, the 1911 Rialo black with the silver trim,
mm-hmm.
Is just here in the United States. And of course, we've ordered, I don't remember how many we've ordered of these, but.
Several.
One of them has my name on it.
Yep.
May and June is going to be a really, really great month for me.
Well, you've got our anniversary in May. You have Father's Day in June. And you have your birthday in June. Then we have my birthday in July. And then...
Did I get a present for a pen for your birthday?
No. I'm just reminding you.
That would be... And
so... When is the auction in Chicago? Is that Friday?
It's
Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday night, maybe, yeah.
Okay. So we can do dinner for our anniversary and give each other pens, or you can just give me an envelope that says you're getting a pen sometime. And you get this big, monstrous pen. Okay.
You know what? Actually, it says here on the Chicago Pen Show website, the auction is Friday night.
Oh.
Well, that's a problem.
That's a romantic evening if ever I heard.
I know, right? Well, you know what? Then we're going to go out to dinner on
Saturday.
Saturday, yeah. We'll have our anniversary dinner on Saturday.
That's fine. That way it'll actually be. And for Wayne, don't even go there. Just, it's the same parent. Thank you for asking.
Wayne's it was messing for your benefit, Wayne. So.
Yeah, Wayne's messing with me about my stupid reading glasses. It's the same pair. Thank you. For those of you who may have missed it, and Lori, I don't know if you knew, 5 years ago, Brian and I actually got married at the Chicago Pen Show. Saturday night, everybody closed up at 5, went out to dinner, and then at 8 o'clock, we got married in one of the small ballrooms. And then the and next day,
I think Bryce showed up at about 7:15.
Yeah, the man who made it legal. Joel Hamilton performed the ceremony, and my best mate, my maid of honor was Carla Mortensen. She's a pen person, and
who will be in Chicago, right?
I know. I saw that. Carla's a pen person. The photographer was a pen person. Everybody involved was a pen person.
Oh, is Terry going to be in Chicago this year? Do we know?
No, he's in Cuba.
Oh, that's right. He's in Cuba.
Yeah. But we invited all of the vendors and all of the weekend traders. And so a boatload of people showed up. And at every show, people still come up and say, oh, I was at your wedding. And it was a good time. It was fun.
I should put that up on a website, maybe.
Yeah. So.
Anyway.
But my favorite part was the next day, we actually wore our wedding clothes to work Sunday because, you know, for a guy, you can wear a suit again, but for a woman, you never wear your wedding dress again. You wear it for a couple hours and you send it to the cleaner. You hope you get the right dress back and you put it in a box. So I wore my wedding dress with the tiara on Sunday, and I was very glad when the show was over and I could take my shoes off.
Yep.
Sorry. But yeah, so Chicago has a lot of
Wedding recap.
Special meaning for us.
It does, yeah. Now, yeah. Sadly, this is a different hotel this year.
Well, that's not so bad.
Well, it's not so bad. However, with pen shows, changes like everything else, it's...
Yeah, scary.
It's scary. So... Chicago's going to be, I'm sure it'll be a good show this year. There's been a lot of uncertainty for months surrounding the Chicago Pen Show.
Whether it was even going to go.
Right. I mean, even as late as February, we weren't quite positive it was going to be on.
Yeah.
But it is, big auction. Right now they're capping at about 125 pieces, in the auction. Lots of ephemera, some really nice pens, highly recommended. If you are going to the show, get to the auction and just check it out. It's
a
lot of fun.
Crazy.
Now, is Terry doing it? Terry's doing it.
Yes.
Oh, so that's even better.
Yes, Terry Mayhorder is going to be running the auction, and he does a good job.
Yeah, Terry's the best. He's the best in the business. He knows how to keep it moving. He's got the best people working for him.
It's not going to be Terry's people, though.
Oh, it won't be Terry's people. Okay, well, Terry knows, how to work the crowd. So
he does. He knows when to make a joke, when to stay serious, when to push, when to ease up. He's very good.
Yeah.
And he'll keep it moving, which is important because with 125 lots,
yeah, you're there till
it drags out. You could be there till midnight. So hopefully Terry will start at 8 and be done by 11. That's always his goal.
Well, now, you know, I have only been going to auctions since I've known you, but as I remember hearing stories about Chicago Pen Show auctions that were 200 pieces.
A long time ago,
yeah. 200, can you imagine?
That's
like 3-4
hours. You need a nap in between. You need like intermission.
Yeah.
Thank God they're not this long.
Is that, actually, you know, I should look. I wonder, was that when they were still producing the catalog?
Maybe.
They had used to Chicago Pen Show Auction used to have its own full color catalog of all the pieces nicely laid out, you know, so you would have each page would have, you know, 10, 15 pieces, you know, just gorgeous, beautiful. I mean, they're collector's items in themselves.
Yeah.
But yeah, can you imagine 200 pieces?
No. I mean, you'd have to start at 4 p.m.
Yeah. Yeah. When it gets to 100, it's like, okay, I'm ready for this to be over. And then, you know, sometimes you get auctions where there's 125 and you're like, oh.
Oh, and they drag out.
Yes.
Yeah. So at least Terry will keep it going. And auctions are fun. It's a really interesting opportunity to see things you may not see, or to watch some of these people you don't know very well who are very quiet collectors. Like David Nishimura, he doesn't show off. He doesn't, you know, talk much about what he collects. But when he wants something, he'll just sit there and hold up his paddle.
Yeah, he outbid me on a pen 2 years ago. And
I know. Forgive him. He's a nice man.
He is. I like him a lot. Yeah, I like him a lot. Him. But I just, you know, I was so over my budget at the time, and then all of a sudden this little, you know, the little angel on this side says to me, you know, that's your mortgage payment. And I said, yeah, I can't do it. So. But auction Friday night, public day Saturday, which is going to be, you know, that's the big day, right?
Hopefully.
Yeah. Right. Let's see. Well, so actually starts Thursday, but you know, most people don't get there Thursday. 2 to 10 informal get together, pizza party, 8 o'clock on Thursday night, sponsored by Judd Pearl. And Friday it's 9 to 5:30. Auction preview starts at noon. So if you do
wait, back up.
Oh,
does that count as food or not really?
What
you mentioned called? Pizza party.
At 8:23? Yeah, I guess
it's
so.
It's not really food, is it?
It's not really food. I'm going through the schedule.
Doesn't count. Doesn't count, guys.
Actually, I think we talked about going to eat earlier. Well, anyway.
That's true.
So Friday, 9 to 5:30, auction preview starts at noon. Noon to 5:30, and then they take a half an hour off because they got to move the pens.
Yeah.
To the auction room, which is in the gateway room. I don't know where that is. I've never been to this hotel. Then it goes 6 to 7 for auction preview, and the auction starts at 8 and goes until 10. There is a dessert party from 10 to 11, usually not to be missed. Last year was really, really good.
It was.
Yeah. Don't you remember? We grabbed a couple things right away and we're out of there. So, that's Friday. Busy day. You know, we're actually going to be getting up. I don't even want to think what time we're getting up. Probably hitting the road about 5:30, probably, you think?
Yeah, 5.
5? Okay, we're hitting the road at 5 o'clock, apparently, which means we're getting up at 3:45.
4.
Saturday, big day. Buy, sell, trade, 9 to 5:30. There's going to be more people there on Saturday, guaranteed.
Yes. Busy day.
Workshops. Roger Cromwell's got his How to Buy and Sell Pens. If you haven't seen it, it's worth going to. I guess I went and I sell pens. Look what happened. But my favorite story. Yeah, my favorite story is Lisa says so, and he usually gives a pen away at the seminar, and it's usually
you should go.
It's 10 to 11. It's usually an hour long, but usually Roger talks. And it goes to an hour and a half. And then so I'm sitting there, and Lisa says to me, she goes, well, you should go to Roger's seminar and see what he has to say because, you know, Roger's a good friend of ours. And he knows his stuff. Yeah, he knows his stuff. Obviously, he's built himself up. He's a, you know, success story. He said, well, if we can pick up anything from him, let's try to do it. So we go. And Lisa says, go win the pen. So we go, and it's, you know.
Well, and you know, at shows, 99% of the time, vendors are not allowed to enter any of the door prizes or the giveaways. And of course, the joke is that, you know, when they're getting ready to pick a name, I'm always like, pick me, even though my name's not in there, I can't win anyway. But you know, I just want to hear my name.
Yeah. So there was a good number of people in his seminar, and I want to say there was probably close to 24 people, and as it hit the hour mark, people started to file out of the room. And I'm thinking, well, my odds of winning are increasing.
They just got better.
Yeah, and it went about an hour and a half, and finally he picks out, he pulls out my name, and I couldn't believe it.
And you still have it.
I do. I still have the pen. It's a limited edition.
It's gorgeous.
Panoply pen. It's called the Dipper. It's made of this gorgeous blue celluloid, and actually it looks...
Do you have it?
No, but what I have, and this is part of the reason I can't ever sell the pen. It's made out of this material. You see that? Wayne hates this. I know he does. This is blue,
oh, that's
sparkly
right.
celluloid. Okay? So you're asking, what is that? That doesn't look like a nice pen. I actually have, Roger made, for a short period of time, he made a set of inner cap pullers. And he made them with the exact same celluloid, the acrylic, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
So I have a set of three inner cap pullers with the same acrylic as the pen. And in the pen, it has the Big Dipper and the Little Dipper in mother of pearl inlay.
It's gorgeous.
And two-tone, I think it's a 14-karat nib even. Two-tone nib is gorgeous. It's a beautiful pen. Really, really nice pen.
So if you've got three inner cap pullers and a pen, does that make it a mini collection?
I think it does. I think it does. That's why, you know, if I sell one, I got to sell them all.
Yeah.
So anyway, he usually gives away a pen. It's a very interesting interesting exercise every time. You know, I've been to his seminar twice now. Mm-hmm. Very interesting, thought-provoking.
Educational.
You know, if you're doing this kind of thing, if you're even selling a little bit on eBay or you're trying to buy, definitely worth checking out. Don Lavin's giving a seminar. So I'm just seeing this.
It's
just been updated. Yep, 11 to noon. Don Lavin on advising new pen collectors. So that ought to be interesting. Don's a fixture. He's been around forever, and I mean that in a positive way.
Yeah.
And of course, the organizer of the Chicago show. In noon to one, Joel Hamilton and Cheryl Tyree on pen repairs. And so,
go see that.
Yeah. If you're interested in pen repairs, go see
that. Absolutely. Go see that.
Two of the nicest, brightest, sharpest people you ever meet, with respect to pen repair and just in general. Of course we had Joel and Cheryl here as guests at the house, for several days, a couple of years ago. And we did repairs 10 hours a day. It was just exhilarating.
It was crazy.
It was crazy. Yeah. It was nuts.
Yeah.
So definitely check that out. That's on Saturday. It runs till 5:30. And then it doesn't appear to be anything Saturday evening, so that's perfect time for you and I to go next door to Giordano's or wherever else we want to go.
Yep.
Sunday, it's a short day, it looks here, 10 to 4. So sleep in. General admission, $6. Geez, we could be home by 4:10.
Well, we've somehow managed to hasten how long it takes. I mean, we used to take 3 or 4 hours to pack up after a show, and the last couple shows, I don't know what's changed, but we're out. We're packed down and
less than two.
Out in less than two. I think we were down
Atlanta,
to an hour.
I think
and a half.
We were a little slower. I was kind
we
of
were tired.
Tired.
But what was before Atlanta? Long Island. That
Long
was
Island.
Pretty quick. And Baltimore was quick. Yeah, I don't know what we're doing, but let's keep it up.
Doesn't matter.
It was awesome.
So
But Chicago will be a good show. I think the new venue has a number of positive features. The Westin was a gorgeous hotel, but you had to pay, I think it was like $20 to park.
Yeah, 20 or 25 bucks. It was unreal.
Yeah. And there was a Starbucks they had just added this past year. Just to go get two coffees and a muffin was over $20. And that was crazy. So I think this new hotel will be good.
Yeah, so it should be interesting. Actually, it looks like, okay, so I just want to make this clear. Pay at the $60 for the weekend, Thursday through Sunday. Pay at the door on Saturday and Sunday, $6 each day. So you can come Saturday or you can come Sunday. It's $6 a day. So if you come both days, it's 12. But So yeah, it's I'm looking forward to it. We'll see what happens, and you know.
And there's going to be a special guest on Sunday.
There's a special guest on Sunday. Mm-hmm. Who's that?
Dave is coming down. Our Dave is coming down with his wife and their daughter Caitlin. And Dave is going to get to meet all the people we talk about, and he's going to get to see all the craziness. We come home from shows with these awesome, crazy stories, and he just smiles and shakes his head and thinks we're crazy. And it will be awesome for him to meet some of the people we've talked about and described. And Wayne, you should be there. We talk about you.
Yeah. It's too bad he couldn't make it down Saturday. We could all have dinner and
yeah.
Invite some of these characters together and yeah, put them to work. Yeah. Hey, Dave, will you take this box home? No. Yeah. So I completely forgot he's coming down. So the key thing will be is if he shows up for work on Monday. No, that's right. Yeah. Dave's coming down. So it'll be fun.
It'll be fun.
It's always fun to see someone who's gone to his first pen show and then getting their reaction afterwards.
Well, Ivan will be there, and we'll get to see his reaction to the first pen show.
Is Father Will's coming?
Father Will and John are not going to make it this year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but they're going to go next year.
Okay.
Since there was too much confusion as to whether or not the show is actually going to go.
Oh, I see.
Didn't prep enough. So okay. That's fun.
So, yeah, so Chicago's going to be it's always fun. It always is. There's always – always good pens to be found. I think it was last year that I got that Maybe Todd Swan number 8 size screw cap eyedropper with a clip.
Did it have a nib?
It had a nib. It had the correct number 8 size nib. It was complete. I want to say it was less than $40.
That's crazy.
Yeah, less than $40. I mean, it's $600 pen maybe. We had this discussion on Reddit this week. It's you got to look in the junk boxes.
Yeah, absolutely.
And sometimes they're not necessarily junk boxes. They're just a box of stuff that people don't want to price. You got to look in them. You never know what you're going to find. So,
I don't remember what I got last year, if anything. Are you looking for anything specific this year?
Me? Look over at you. I don't know. You know, there's some interesting ephemera in the auction. We'll just see what actually ends up being in the auction, because there is a Paul Wirt overlay in the auction. It looks quite exciting. But we'll see. There might be some other Wirt collectors.
That's true. There usually are.
I'm changing. I'm not necessarily changing focus, but I'm interested in seeing if there's any pre-war Japanese spends.
So we could sell some of the Aiken Lamberts and the Maybe Tots?
No, maybe not. Maybe not.
Darn.
Or any sailors from, you know, the 90s, 2000s, any sailors at all, pretty much.
Any sailors that we can't get.
Yeah. I got that nice pilot in, in Philly, 1938 pilot eyedropper, blue marble, just gorgeous pen. I may keep my eyes open for that, and we'll see what happens. You know, sail a long short, maybe.
There you go. Okay.
So that's kind of it. That's what I'm thinking for Chicago. We're always looking for that
for the Primavera. The
Primavera at a reasonable price.
The whole set.
Always come in sets.
Yeah, I don't want the whole set. I just want the pen. It'll come when the time is right.
All right.
And then, you know, again, sailors and pilots that we don't have that are harder to find or vintage. So those are my I opened up my everyday carry case, and there are 5 pens, and it was sailor, pilot, sailor, pilot, sailor. So I guess I'm a little fond of some of them. But
yeah, well, that's our thing these days. We're skewed towards the Japanese, and I'm good with that.
Yeah. Although we did get some cool stuff in that a couple of them are kind of talking to me.
And what would that be?
Well, you have one of them.
I do? What is it?
You do. Well, first of all,
I know which one it is. It's this one right here.
Don't mess with me. It's
the Conklin Crescent Halloween.
No,
is that
that's
it?
not it. No,
That's not it.
no, good try. Good try. So anyway, yes, we are going to be bringing our Franklin Kristoff to the show. We had a question in the chat.
We just got restocked on some of those too.
Yes. So. In this past week, week and a half ago, we got in the new Lamy Neon Lime Safari pens and some cartridges. We did not get the ink in, and so the ink has now come in. It is obnoxiously bright. You are. It's bright.
Way to sell it. Way to go.
It's a cool color. It's a cool color, but it is seriously bright.
So what you need to do is you need to put that in a stub, like a 1115.
Yeah, yeah.
And see how it works as a highlighter.
Jump off the page. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that came in. I got to tell you, when you open up a sea of boxes like that, and you've got just that neon lime color just shining up at you, it's like a spotlight.
Did you put your sunglasses in?
No. No. Because then I'll have to model them for Wayne.
All right. What else you got?
Well, we also got in when we picked up in Atlanta, we got the Monteverdi Limonadas. We thought about ordering them, and we just decided to wait a couple weeks until we saw Kenny, because we knew that we'd be able to just grab a bunch from his table. And when we saw him, we kind of just said, well, we'll take all those. So he had like nothing to sell. They come in red. They're a nice little, it's a slender pen. And quite frankly, I like that. Some of the pens that are out there are a little big. So you've got red, you've got black, yellow. The blue is pretty. I like the gold.
The gold is neat, yeah.
The Roma gold. It's kind of a champagne color. But
now, of course,
what?
I was going to say, if you're looking at it, and if it looks like it resembles something,
what's it resemble?
It looks like a Lamy Safari.
Yeah, a little bit.
It's got the open clip, mm-hmm. you know, like the new Jinhaos do, except this is a thin pen.
Right.
Even the converter looks like a Z26.
It does. That was freaky.
But it's international. It's not Lamy proprietary. It's international size.
Yeah.
But they made a separate converter for it, and it looks like a Z26. It's half. It's, you know, like partially faceted. It's flat on one end. It's black.
I like it. It's thin. It's not a big pen. It's faceted, so it's not going to roll off your desk. Very comfortable to hold. I don't hold it down that far, but
contour section, right?
Yeah, it's very nice. So those are impressive, and an excellent price.
Yeah, like the fountain pen is 28.
Mm-hmm.
you know, rollerball and ballpoint are even less.
Yeah.
So these those are great. They're fun, and they're solid. They're metal. They've got some weight to them.
It's a good pen. That's a step above or a different sidestep from a Metro or a Lamy for a newbie or something you just want to toss in your purse or your briefcase. It's certainly not going to fall apart. It's a nice. They did a good job. I was impressed, and it's not big and huge.
Yep. Yeah. It's thin. It's a decent looking pen. It's, you know. Mm-hmm. It's not going to break the bank. So we got those in. What else? What else you got there?
Where do you want to go?
We got a bunch of stuff in. This is all from Atlanta.
Yep. The Monteverdi Invincia in carbon fiber. Now, I'm not a huge carbon fiber fan, but I like these. I like the metallic cap.
Yeah, so okay. That wasn't your story at his table.
Well, you know. Ballpoint at 841. So you've got the ballpoint, and then, which is kind of cool. And I like both the green and the orange.
Yeah,
decent so size.
Black nib, yep. Carbon fiber body.
It's a guy thing, I think.
Carbon fiber over metal, I guess is the case, maybe. But
yeah. With the glossy finish. But I think they're pretty cool. And it's a nice way to update the Invincia, and a nice thing to do so that it's not just solid carbon fiber or carbon fiber in black. I think it's a nice little poppy color.
No, orange, green for Green Bay Packers, orange for Syracuse.
Syracuse.
Yeah. Syracuse Orangemen.
Go Orangemen.
So.
Yeah. Mom in the chat.
I don't see her in the chat.
I don't see her.
So. Yeah, so what do I have? I have, yes, I do have the Conklin Halloween, the Crescent. You know, these are growing on me. We picked up a couple of these. They got that cool clip and you pressed up at the top, and then it's going to grab any shirt pocket. And what's not to like about a Crescent filler? You turn the ring, and then you press down on the filler to compress the sack to fill the pen. Old school in, you know, meets new school. So those come in three different colors. Green, I think, is my favorite, actually. There's this green and black.
Spearmint.
The spearmint, yeah, that's cool. I kind of like it. It's kind of in your face, and it makes people stop and think. And then there's the mocha, which is probably the tamest of the three, which is more of like a yellow. How would you describe that? It's not yellow, but it's
yeah. Mocha. Mocha, I think of as more tan,
a little
more
tan. Coffee. Yeah, this is a little bit lighter. This is like way too much milk in your coffee, kind of mocha.
But,
yeah. Cool. They're cool. You know, they come with the Conklin stub nib, and they're fun. They're plastic. You know, nice solid pens. So we got those, and along the same not the same line, but Monteverde released a limited edition regatta this year, 10th anniversary.
This is a heavy pen.
It's a heavy pen. Yeah. They made 999 pieces, fountain, and I believe they also made a rollerball version and ballpoint, in rose gold with carbon fiber. And of course it's magnetic like all of them are, black, coated.
I do like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a nice, super nice looking pen. Limited edition. They're numbered individually on the back of the cap. We have the roller, the ball points, and the ball point's kind of neat. I like the ball point.
Wait. Say that again.
The ball point's kind of neat. I'm just glossing over that. But it's got a little gold medallion on the top. Rose gold medallion. Sharp looking pen. So we got a couple of those while they're still available. And then last, but certainly not least, the new addition to the Monteverde family, the Mountains of the World.
These are cool.
And they come in three different, and I actually have these down now. So they come in three different variations based on three different mountains. Mount Fuji, which is this really interesting multicolored striped pen. It's white and blue and brown and yellow and green. Very interesting. It's got a neat shaped clip. You know, standard Monteverde nib, but it's a decent length pen. Nice looking pen. So the Fuji, the Kilimanjaro, which is this brown and tan, almost a kind of a
it's like a camo pattern.
Yeah, almost a camouflage kind of looking pattern. And you know, these have four cap bands on the cap, which is kind of interesting. It's a decent length pen. And then probably what I think is going to be the big hit is
this is the one I like.
This is the K2, and it looks like ice.
Yep. Blue it's and like white. It's very
blue
pretty.
Blue and white and partly transparent. Very, very pretty. Very pretty pen. It's did a good job on them. Ballpoints and fountains only. But they post super well.
And that's important to me. I know that some people don't care. Some people are attached to posting. And if it doesn't post, it doesn't work for me.
So posting length about 6.5 inches. So it's a bigger pen. You know, it's got not a huge step here, but you've got a lot of room here. It's very comfortable down by the end of the nib. So we'll have these in Chicago. They're very cool. They're neat looking pens. So. That's what I got this week.
Cool. We have quite a few things in the pipeline. We shopped quite a bit today with our Caran d'Ache rep, who also reps a couple other lines. Just before the podcast, we placed a big order with a brand new company. And we've got a couple other things that are coming in the next few weeks. So lots of cool stuff. We're trying really, really hard to get stuff, new product up on the site faster. We're trying a couple new things.
So. Trying a couple new things, meaning?
We're not eating, we're not sleeping, we're just entering product on the site. Like there, yeah. I went there.
Yeah, so pretty much, yeah. So everything we've shown you tonight is actually on the website. So
yeah, that's pretty impressive.
But
no, it's fun to get new things in, and it's always fun to see the expressions on Dave and Emily's faces when they unpack everything and label it and put it away. Poor Dave, I mean, we come home from shows with, you know, boxes and trays of stuff. And he's so patient when we just invade the store with all this mess.
Yeah, we're still not quite put away from Atlanta. So
no. We did get in some Intima ballpoints and rollerballs that.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. There's some Intima ballpoints and rollerballs. And the ballpoint's actually a pretty neat
pen. It's
neat
a cool, pen, cool mechanism. Know? Yeah. So. What else? That's about it. We're already at 8:48.
Yeah. I think, do we want to mention, so of course, you know, with the new stuff, in with the new, out with the old kind of thing.
Oh, yes.
If you're local, we are going to very soon, probably right after Chicago, we have a new, well, not a new case, but we have one of our cases that has been repurposed. And we will be starting a pretty much a month long, little event.
Like a May Madness sale.
Yeah, and we're gonna bring out some stuff that we have in storage, and we're gonna start to clear some things out to make way for a bunch of new stuff that's coming in. So if you're local, and some of this will be on the web. Some of it, you know, we can't. It's priced too low that we can't even put it on the web. So our apologies if you can't make it, but it's gonna be kind of an in store. We'll get it to the web if we can, but.
Yeah,
we don't violate any agreements that we have with
any of our companies. Yeah, so. Or you can call.
There you go.
Yep. So,
anyway, that's that. You got some shout outs this week?
Everybody in the chat who puts up with us.
Woo-hoo.
And everyone who listens afterward. Our apologies for holding things up that you can't see. And Big hugs to Michelle and Ari and Mike and my little boyfriend, Lior.
Yeah.
He's so cute. And he's got this thing with his tongue. He just keeps sticking his tongue out.
So, atta boy.
I know. He's just a cutie. Those eyes just. So anyway, I get to go see my boyfriend on Friday.
Oh, all right then.
He's going to be at the show. Can you imagine? Michelle is not going to need to take care of him at all. There will be so many people willing to hug him, hold him, whatever. So, anyway.
All right. So, I guess that's it for this week.
We'll
be back in the next couple days. Wednesday. We've got 2 days to pack. So,
Wednesday and Thursday. And then we'll load up the car Thursday night, and we leave Friday morning.
Yep. So hopefully we'll see some of you at the show.
Come if you can make it.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a good show. So try to make it if you can. I mean, if you're anywhere in the area within 3-4 hours, it's well worth the trip. That said, others, we will be back same time, same station next week, I think.
Yes.
So let's wrap it up then. Anything else you got?
Nope, just some time between Chicago and Raleigh, so the beginning and end of May, I think we're going to try and have a special guest.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Of course. Yes. So, yeah, we'll have a special
guest. All night.
What's that?
All nibs all night.
All nibs all night. There we go. That sounds, no, I won't tell you what that sounds like.
It sounds like a party.
It does sound like a party. Yeah, not to be missed. I'm looking forward to it. So that's it for this week. Use your pens. Write to us at Anderson Pens, 10 East College Avenue, Suite 112A, Appleton, Wisconsin, 54911.
Send us an email. My email is lisa@andersonpens.com.
I am at brian@andersonpens.com.
I'm just messing with you. Check us out on Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram, and all other social media as Anderson Pens.
You know, someday I want to change that. I want to say fine. It. So it's check us out on Vine, Snapchat,
Vimeo.
I'm sorry. Blog is blog.andersonpens.com.
And the website is andersonpens.com.
Join the mailing list. Check out the blog for updates, new products, or events in the store. Thanks for listening to our podcast. We will see you in Chicago, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Good night.